News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Where we begin the hour, though, is with the news that the Justice Minister is introducing new laws to make it a criminal offence to possess or distribute extreme or violent pornography. And obviously, if you have little ears nearby, you might want to rejoin us at a quarter past. Joining me now is Dr. Madeleine Nigolic, who is a Roscommon GP and Vice Chair of the IMO GP Committee. Madeleine, how significant a threat and how significant is the harm created by the type of pornography that Jim O'Callaghan is trying to block?
Thanks very much, Anton. This harm is really significant, and I really welcome Minister O'Callaghan's initiative on, starting this conversation. It's something that, as a society, it's well overdue. We need to know what we're talking about. So modern pornography, we know that 90% of the scenes are show a act of physical aggression, and 95% of the time it's directed against the woman who's providing the content. Now, the violence in pornography is real. It's acted out by the content providers, but it is very real. That woman is experiencing pain and is being subjected to all forms of degradation and violence. And when we look at that through the lens of what is being played out in society, we know from international studies and from work done in Dublin by the Sexual Exploitation Research Policy Institute that these violent acts in pornography are informing domestic violence, informing teenage dating violence, and informing sexual scripts of our young people, because they are not being guided, or this conversation isn't happening to help. I suppose, inform young people that this isn't real. But also, we need to look at it through the lens of domestic violence.
This does, though, mean, though, if get your figures correct, that the minister is going to have to ban essentially all available pornography.
Well, I think that this is a conversation we need to have. What level of violence do we feel is acceptable? He's talking about strangulation and choking, which is a huge part of modern pornography, and it is finding its way into the sexual scripts of young people. And we know that there was a study published there in November 2025 by the Institute for Addressing Strangulation in the UK, and almost a third of people between the ages of 16 and 17 thought that there were safe ways to inflict a choking act on another person. And we know that there is no safe way to put your hands on another person's neck and to apply pressure. So we definitely need to have a conversation about that. But what level of violence are we prepared to accept? Is degradation violence, for instance? I would say that it is. And I would say that we need to look at the people who are being, lured into the industry as well, who are want to get out of the industry but are unable to do so. So I think that really this is a conversation that we need to grow up in Ireland and have this conversation about it.
Is it going to be a legally tricky thing to do? And is it going to be unpopular? Because some of the sites that he will have to ban are among some of the most popular sites by usage in the country.
It is going to be a difficult conversation, and it's going to be unpopular with some. But, what does that say about us as a society if we think that degrading a woman by spitting on her, slapping, beating her up, and all sorts of other types of penetration, which I won't go into right now at this hour of the morning, but if we don't have that conversation, then we are telling our young people really that this is normal sexual behaviour and this is normal sexual script, and it's not. We know that work carried out by Owen Cleary and Ruth Breslin in the SERP Institute, they're talking to young people, and 16 and Their most recent work is with 16 to 17 year old, and the vast majority of those have been exposed to violent pornography by the time they reach 17. And of those, most of those have been exposed to it by the time they've left primary school. So it is an uncomfortable conversation, and it may be discomforting for people who enjoy consuming porn. However, we need to protect the women and men who are in that industry, but we also need to protect our children. So as
we are talking a huge amount of people, though. I mean, I'm just looking here, just Googling the top 100 websites in Ireland. The top 20 contain two hardcore pornographic sites.
It is a huge amount of people, but if we're really serious about addressing domestic violence, we all hang our heads and wring our heads and we wring our hands with regard to domestic violence. And we've had a slew of really upsetting, harrowing cases recently where women have been killed by their partners. All of this is informed by pornography. We know this from international studies. There's a study carried out by the women's studies in the NHS in 2021, and it was very, very clear that pornography is informing domestic abuse and domestic violence and sexual abuse. The SERP Institute carried out a study and published it in 2024. It was commissioned by Women's Aid, addressing the role of pornography in the pandemic of violence against women and girls. So I'm sorry that it may be discomforting for a lot of people who are watching pornography and consuming it. But if we know that men who go on to consume pornography, very often they'll go on to, you know, view, you know, what would be considered soft porn back in the day. But the algorithms are now pulling those men down into sites that they would never have before been interested in, and pulling them into sites and where they're depicting child pornography or acts of violence on children, but also an increasingly popular depiction is that of incest. And so men who would never have had interest in this before are being dragged in through the algorithms. This is, as I said before, this is a multi-billion-dollar industry. They want customers and they want to hook them in any way they can. So in many ways, by having this conversation, we will be helping men who are being pulled down this algorithm as well.
Madeline, thank you very much. Dr. Madeline Nigoli there, who is vice chair of the IMOGP committee. And if you've been affected by any of the issues discussed, the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre's 24-hour national helpline is 1-800-77-8888, or Women's Aid is 1-800-341-900.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.